You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
Today we get to talk about the upcoming Carillon concerts happening at Concordia Seminary. This is always a fun time at the seminary in June. Joining us today, John Klinger, Chief Information Officer, and I'm going to put a chief Carillonneur also at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Thanks for joining us today, John.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to have the Carillon concert this year. We're going to be a little bit more international. We've got a guy coming in from Wind Vandenbroek is coming in from Belgium, and Tony Ratz is coming in from the Netherlands. So we've got some key players going to come and play our Carillon. So I'm excited this year because it's an international film fest or festival.
That does sound really fun.
Yeah, we've got Carl Landry coming in from New York, and then we have our from Missouri, the only other Carillon in Missouri in Springfield, Jeremy Chessman will come in. He plays at Missouri State. So yeah, I'm really excited this year.
It's going to be some amazing music. For people who don't really know what a Carillon is, can you tell us what a Carillon is?
Sure. A Carillon is basically like a piano keyboard where the length of the chords correspond to the notes that you play. So the length for the low notes is big and long, and the length for the high notes is really small. And we do the same thing with the Carillon. Our C bell weighs 2.5 tons. So it's a big boom sound when you strike it. But we have the little bells all the way up to 17 pounds. So the full range on the 49 bells in the octave are available to play. So yeah, we're also known for having the D bell, the second lowest note, be out of tune. And I had some people here from Chicago, from the University of Chicago, that were studying the Carillon, and they brought pieces of music with them that played the D bell so they can hear how out of tune it really is. So it was fun.
So for those who are not familiar with what a Carillon is, when you're driving around St. Louis, particularly around Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, and you hear those beautiful chimes, that's the Carillon.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
It does play automatically at certain times during the day. I think in the morning, the call to chapel, it plays automatically, correct?
Yeah, it plays automatically. It rings the bells for the call to chapel every day at 9:30 and it, or 9:25 to 9:30. And then before, a long time ago, they had it set up to swing the bells and play the bells for other events on campus too, but that has since stopped working. So the Carillon only plays by you striking the keys or the batons. And people say that they can tell when I'm frustrated and go up and play the Carillon because it starts off real syncopated and very hard, but it ends very smooth. And it's because I take my frustrations out on the keyboard. So it's a very therapeutic instrument for me to play.
And I think for those who aren't familiar with a Carillon keyboard, you don't just play like a piano with your fingers, correct?
No, you actually make a fist and you strike each key individually. So you get to, if you want to be loud, you hit hard. If you want to be soft, you hit light. So you can really take out your frustrations on the keyboard.
That's fantastic. That's a very cathartic instrument to know that.
Yes, it is. It really is. For some of us, when computer things aren't working, I'll go up there sometimes and just bang out some music and have my little session for the week at no charge to me. So yeah, so it's good.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. Now, the Carillon Tower at the seminary is a beautiful tower. I think a lot of people recognize that as one of the really foremost symbols of Concordia Seminary. But how exactly do you get to the Carillon in the tower?
So you have to go up a spiral staircase. So it's all stairs all the way up. So you've got 175 feet to go at the base level of the Carillon to go up. The Carillon itself, the tower, was not constructed until 1966. There was always a plan and a purpose for the Carillon Tower, but they didn't have the money in the 1920s to complete it. So that got paused, and 46 years later, they built the tower and put the bells in it. So it's been a Carillon with the bells, the 49 bells, since 1971. So there's a long history of summer concerts and what the bells are. They're all, if you come up and look at them, sometime I'll have to have you guys up. They have signatures on them or handwritings on them stamped that say "In the Glory of God" or "For a Pastor." So the whole Carillon series is dedicated to pastors throughout the world. So I play hymns and spiritual songs and what I'm playing, and the concerts will be spiritual songs, and it will also be classical music. So that's what's going to be on the tower itself, where you'll hear when you sit out in the field or sit out in the grass and the grassy knoll. But what's interesting is the playing of the tower, the bells, with them being dedicated to the glory of God, it has a special meaning and a special place. When I got here, nobody was playing the carillon except the ringing of the bells before chapel. So I talked to Dr. Meyer, the former president, and said, "Hey, you care if I go up and take a crack at it?" He goes, "Oh, please, by all means." So Heath got up and started working with the carillon and learning how to play it and everything, played piano and organ. So it wasn't a big jump for me, but during COVID, I did Hymns of Hope. So on Friday afternoons, I would play around noon, I would play just hymns on the carillon. And we got a lot of compliments from the neighborhood. They could hear the concert. So I tried to keep that going as long as I could.
And speaking of concerts, there's a series of concerts taking place this summer in June. Tell us about the tradition of carillon concerts at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis.
Well, we always try to bring in people from around the world to play the carillons in June. And they basically, it's a fun time. And it's a Tuesday night at 7 p.m. where we play the concerts and people from around the area in the town, and then they can sit in the grass and they can sit in the quad and listen to the concert in June. And it's been going on since 72, I think, was the first year. So it's been quite a while. It's all the weeks of Tuesdays. So this year there's four concerts. And like I said earlier, it's an international concert. So I'm excited about that. And they, over the years, have played hymns and arrangements for the carillon because it's a different kind of music. There's a third overtone. It's a minor key, basically, is what you hear when you hear it. And so you hear, like when you press the clapper on a bell, it will change the tone to a minor key note because of the overtones. And they're big old bells, so it's going to take a little bit of time, and it takes a little practice to get those bells to ring. But the carillonneurs that we've got coming probably have 40 to 50 years experience easily of playing the carillon, so I'm excited this year.
Tell us a little bit more about the music that people will hear and who these carillonneurs are.
Yeah, so Wim Vanderbroek is from Belgium. He is a carillonneur there, and they have a carillon in his hometown of Mahout, Belgium, in the plaza. So he plays on market day every year, or every week in the summer and the spring. And Tony Ratz is from the Netherlands. He plays. And Carson Laundry, he's from New York, and he is up in Albany. And he passed his carillonneur, if you will, its tests in Florida, at the Bach Tower in Florida. So that's like a couple years ago. And then locally, we have Jesse Chessman plays the carillon in Missouri State. So I'm excited to have them play. We start at 7 o'clock and they have an hour concert. And I've started playing like 5 minutes before. I play "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And so I play that to announce that the concert's going to start. We chime out the Westminster chimes, the bong, 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 bong. And then we play the seven chimes for the 7 o'clock. And we just go from there. So it's a fun time. And I think everybody enjoys it. They bring blankets and picnics and have a glass of wine sitting out on the lawn. So it can be fun.
It is really just a fun evening, as you mentioned, bringing a picnic, a blanket, relaxing, and just it's just kind of a laid-back, relaxed concert. And it is kind of fun to sit in the quad there on campus, outdoors, weather permitting, to enjoy the concert and just have a lovely evening enjoying beautiful music at the Carillon. And it is kind of fun. Sometimes after the concert, everyone will applaud and you can't see the Carilloneur.
No, because you're up in the tower. Can't see him. He's up all the way at the top to play. And you don't even hear up there. You don't hear you hear the bells, but you don't hear the applause or anything, but it's appreciated. And we bring him down and he will greet people at the end of the concert and they clap again. And so it's fun.
What do we need to know to attend this year's series of concerts?
Well, it's on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And they want to, if you want, bring a blanket, bring a bottle of wine, beer, something like that. You can sit in the quad. You can sit over across in the Luther Tower area or anywhere around campus. And we have people sit in their cars in the handicap spots and they roll their windows down. We go around and we pass out programs for them so they'll get those. And we're just, it's a good time. And between each piece, because some people say, I don't know where we are in this, but you chime out like the fifth piece when he plays it, five quick upper C note or something like that. He'll chime it five times to let you know you're on number five. And you can just follow along through there. In each program, he gives a little bit of music information about the concert itself, the name of the piece, who arranged it, and just if it's got any significance in history. So you can get a listening and a learning activity all at once.
The Summer Carillon series at Concordia Seminary taking place on Tuesday evenings in the month of June at 7 p.m. Where can we learn more about the Carillon concerts?
You can go to the website under the calendar and www.csl.edu. And if you just in the search bar type Carillon, it'll pop it right up.
Very good. Our guest today, John Klinger, Chief Information Officer and Carilloneur at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, about the upcoming Carillon concert series taking place on Tuesdays in June at 7 p.m. at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. John, thank you so much for spending this time with us, being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Twenty years ago, Concordia University, Wisconsin saw a change coming. A change in the way we live, and a change in the way we learn. So today, as world events change the way we go back to school, we're ready. For over two decades, Concordia University has been a pioneer of exceptional online education, helping thousands of students across the country build a better future for themselves and their world. Don't settle for a common way to learn. Don't settle for a common life. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.